And so to a fond farewell to another great American, Barry Blumberg, who died just a few days ago. A former master of Balliol College, Oxford, Nobel Prize winner, and someone whose work saved millions of lives. He had a crucial connection with Australia.
Irving Milman, a colleague of mine in Philadelphia, and myself, in 1969, had introduced a new concept for making a vaccine from the peripheral blood of people who were carriers of the hepatitis B virus. By the mid-1970s, commercial companies had begun to make this sufficient material for tests, and by 1980, field trials had been done, which indicated that this vaccine was highly effective and extremely safe. Now, this vaccine has now been produced in millions of dose quantities in several parts of the world. Probably a million or more doses have been used. And again, all the indications are that it's highly effective in preventing infection, and there's no evidence of any side effects.
Well, that sounds extraordinarily exciting, the chance to eliminate one of the most prevalent forms of cancer on Earth.
Yes, it is. It's amazing to think that this started off, by the way, by observing a precipitant line between the serum from an Australian Aborigine and a hemophilia patient from New York City. And that precipitant line, we subsequently learned after several years of work, was the hepatitis virus was entrapped. At that time, it was part of an esoteric body of research that was being done on human populations, including Australian Aborigines. And it subsequently led to the identification of this virus and to the establishment of the vaccine and diagnostic techniques and so forth, which constitute a kind of a major medical use now.
And the virus itself, or part of it, has got a name associated with Australia, has it?
The original experimental observation we refer to as Australia antigen, in naming it after the serum of the Australian Aborigine that had been used in the experiment. And it, in due course, became clear that this Australia antigen was actually the surface coat of what's now referred to as the hepatitis B virus.
What about the mechanism between viral infection and the incidence of cancer? Of course, there has been suggestion that a virus could be a trigger in many forms of cancer, but do you know how in this form it happens?
Now, obviously, it's not something that takes place in an instant, because a lot of people have become infected, and a lot of the early changes occur in some people. But only some of them go on to get cancer. So what we really have to understand is not only how the virus gets integrated, which is important, but also what happens after that and why some people get the cancer and others don't. So a good deal of the work now is being focused on these carriers of the hepatitis virus, and the practical result of that could be to develop methods to prevent these people from getting cancer and chronic liver disease. We estimate that there are more than 200 million carriers in the world now, the numbers being added to each day at the time of birth and very often very early in life. We think that that number will now begin to decrease because of the use of the vaccination programs, but of course that will take time. So we have a kind of a scientific responsibility to try to understand this process so that we can prevent these people from going on to getting cancer of the liver and chronic liver disease.
Just about the first vaccine to prevent cancer, Professor Baruch Blumberg, who won a Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1976 and who died just a few days ago. A really great guy.